Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Peretz. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta. The title of her preaching today is Something Better Than Fast Food.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get there?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has sent his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." Fast food is practical. It is quickly available, you get it on every corner and is quickly full. It also tastes good at first bite and you like to eat more of it. But once you really think about it, you realize that it's not so good after all. It always tastes the same. It's served in plastic and the nutritional values end up being disastrous. It is expensive food made from cheap ingredients, industrially produced and processed to make you want to eat more of it than you really need. They are often empty calories that satisfy hunger on the surface, but do not satiate for longer and do the body no good in the end. In contrast, it is so easy to cook yourself without spending much time, inexpensive and healthy. Take a few potatoes, some asparagus, melted butter and a poached egg, and in a short time you have a delicious and healthy dish that gives the body all the good nutrients. The ingredients are not industrially processed. You know what you're eating, and if you've prepared it yourself, you might enjoy it differently than a burger that you quickly eat in the car seat. This, I believe, is what Jesus means when he talks about not laboring for the food that spoils. That food is fast food, food that doesn't nourish. And that food, of course, exists in the spiritual life too. The latest meditation app, which can be helpful but doesn't nourish if it has no reason to. Mindfulness, exercises, podcasts, counselors, and pious literature can be good, but they don't nourish in the long run if they don't align us with the one God sent. Then all the exercises and efforts remain as nourishing as the portion of fries from the snack bar. They satisfy in the short term, but do not help one to live healthily. All the exercises and offerings then come to nothing because they have nothing to build on. If instead you reach for the foundation, for the food that the Son of Man gives us, you will find such good and simple food as potatoes, asparagus and egg. Simple ingredients, easy to prepare, but with a lot of depth, great flavors and very healthy. We can find all this if we also spiritually resort to the simple ingredients and make the effort to prepare them ourselves, so to speak. The food that remains for eternal life is found in the Bible, because in the Bible we encounter Christ, the Word of God. This means that I may have to make the effort myself to reach for the Bible, read it, and perhaps wrestle with the Word of God many times. Just like you have to prepare the ingredients in the kitchen and can't just tear open a package and pop it in the microwave. But it is worth it, because the Word of God that I have wrestled with, that I have struggled over, that I have prayed over and meditated on, that is something that stays in my heart and feeds my soul permanently. That is something I can understand and integrate into my life, and from that I can live in the long term, even though I may be going through a difficult time. The founder of the community of Taizé, Frère Roger, says, "Live what you have understood of the gospel, even if it is very little, but live it." So it doesn't take much at all to be satisfied. It can be very little, a piece of good bread, a young potato, a fresh apple. But if you taste and enjoy it, you can be satiated. In the same way, it doesn't take much to be spiritually satiated. A psalm verse, a word from the gospel, and faith in Christ whom God has sent. All this can be found in the scriptures, and it can be enriched and deepened in the community of believers. It comes alive when we talk together about what we have received from the Word of God, and when we come together to share a meal with simple basics, bread and wine. Then Jesus himself is in our midst, sent by God. Then he himself feeds us, and in such a way that we are satiated for eternal life. Nothing else is needed for this. Christ alone is enough.